Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and I think you'll like it. If you don't, it's easy to unsubscribe. Don't forget all the other things you can do at my website, too. And just like this show, it's a lot of fun as well, and we do our best to make sure that it is. I'm excited about having a new friend on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Levine is with us, and I knew about Terry before she knew about me, because I know a little bit about the process that goes into an award that she got. She's the recipient. Many of you remember back in the spring, and this is at least the second year, maybe the third year in a row that we've done this. One of our sponsors, Palo Alto Software, Tim Berry's organization, has given away a pretty substantial award, in this case $25,000, to the person who produces the best business plan in a contest. And if you remember back in the spring, Tim was on the show, and we encouraged you to write in and to join this contest and to send your business plans in. Well, Terry Levine did that, and she won. And I've asked her to join us today to talk to us about what her business plan is all about. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And I told the audience just a little bit about you, the business. It's not actually open yet. It's not going to be open until the first of next month, right?
That's right.
So I couldn't actually buy a little lingerie set from you today, right?
You'd have to come to my house and dig into my boxes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I won't do that. I'll wait till I can buy online or go in your store. Okay. So that's the deal. It's a lingerie shop, and it's called?
Claire de Lune.
Tell us what that means, Claire de Lune.
It is French for moonlight.
Moonlight.
Yes.
I like that. You know, I'm sort of aggravated at the French, but I like their language. I still like their language.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful sounding name. And when I picked it, I didn't realize that Claire de Lune is a very famous classical music piece. And
okay.
Anybody that's into classical music is like, oh, yeah, I know Claire de Lune. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. I do know that piece now that I think about it. All right, and my audience would be glad to know that I'm not going to hum it for them. Okay, now in a world where this dominated, in a sector of the market that's dominated by Victoria's Secret, what made you want to go up against that organization?
Because Victoria's Secret is not meeting the needs of a lot of women, and I think that it is by default the choice that they go to because there aren't other choices, at least in the market where I am. I'm in Kansas City, which is a very substantial size market, over a couple million people, and it's a very strong Victoria's Secret market. There are 9 or 10 Victoria's Secrets in this market,
right,
and there are no other specialty lingerie stores. So
now,
your choices.
Now, Terry, I have happened, you know, accidentally, of course, to wander in front of a Victoria's Secret store before. And on the off chance that I might have looked over into it, you know, into the window, I have to say that the things that I see in their windows, and then occasionally I've been in an office and there was a catalog laying open on the table, and I might have looked down at that catalog, you know, and on whenever that might have happened, the clothing that I see modeled there, on those few times that that's happened, I know some girls who I guess look like that, but I don't know a lot of women who look like that. Is that what you're going after?
Am I going after the women that
who
don't
aren't
look
being
like that?
Who aren't being served by the Victoria's Secret models?
Well, partially, yes.
I'm trying to be delicate here, Terry. The women who have real curves.
Right, and that definitely is one of the things that I'm going to be serving that Victoria's Secret does not. They are limited in their size range.
Yeah.
And I am going to be offering sizes that most women have to go online to custom order. And there is a very large percentage of the population out there that is not an A, B, or C cup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to find. Not only is it very difficult to find, but it's very difficult to find things that are fashionable.
Were you motivated by the movie Real Women Have Curves?
No.
Okay. I thought I could just I'm just imagining a couple of years ago you watching that movie and thinking, yeah, that's right.
No, I was motivated by, well, a couple of things. One, a little bit of traveling that I've done in Europe, and they have just these wonderful lingerie boutiques over there, especially in France and Italy, and realizing that there was nothing like that here. European lingerie is just wonderful in terms of quality, the laces. There's lever lace that is made in Switzerland. And
now, only half of my audience knows what lever lace is.
Well, and I didn't know what lever lace was, you know, a few weeks ago. But I knew that when I saw this beautiful lingerie in Europe, that it was different from anything that I've seen in the U.S. and definitely different from what you see at Victoria's Secret.
So that was part of your recent market research that you did.
You
went,
you went to
other places and said, okay, there's something going on here that we don't have in our market, and I think I could capitalize on that.
Right. And there are lots of other lingerie boutiques around the country. But when I started doing my research at the beginning of this process, I mean, my thought was there isn't anything in here in Kansas City. So the first thing I had to do was confirm, am I right? And so that was part of the research process.
And how did you find that out?
Essentially going to the Yellow Pages and seeing what came up, doing some searches on the internet.
Did you ask real people, or did you just look at the competition?
No, I asked people. I talked to other retailers. We don't have a lot of big department stores in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
The specialty department stores that we have are Saks and Nordstrom, and they have nice lingerie departments, and they carry some of the types of things that I will be carrying in my store. They do carry some of the brands, although I'm trying to be unique in the brands that I carry and not do too much crossover.
So you're trying to focus on a niche that you think nobody else is, rather than trying to go up against the big competitors and try to outgun them, you're just trying to fill a niche that they're not filling.
Oh, definitely.
Very instructive there, ladies and gentlemen. That's something you might want to write down. That will be on the test at the end of the hour. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Terry Levine. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Terry Levine, ladies and gentlemen, her new business, which is, I mean, it's so new, it's not even open yet, folks. It's going to be open in about a week or so. Claire de Lune Lingerie Boutique Magnifique, I think is the way it reads. And her website is Claire de Lune, KC, as in Kansas City, .com. Now, okay, you've never been a small business owner before, is that right?
That's right.
What I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
What was I thinking in terms of becoming a small business owner?
Yeah. I mean, people ask me why I do what I do, and I tell them insanity.
Passion, wanting to do something that I was really passionate about, and wanting a change, and liking the idea of being able to make the decisions for the business. And I didn't go into it thinking I'd like to open a store. I went into it thinking I really want to open a lingerie store.
Do you think you're going to get rich?
No.
Is there a motivation there?
No.
Okay, if it happens, okay. But that's not what drives you, is it?
Right.
You wanted to open a lingerie store, but more than that, let's dig a little deeper. What was the real reason Terry Levine wanted to be a small business owner?
Because I wanted to have fun.
Okay, I'll take that.
I mean, I wanted to be doing something that gave me a lot of satisfaction. And
now you
fun.
Understand that some days it won't be fun, right?
Yes. But even, and I've had some of those.
You've already had some of those, huh?
Yeah.
And by the way, folks, Terry is the 2004 winner of the Palo Alto Software 2004 business plan competition. She wrote the best business plan out of I don't know how many hundreds of business plans were submitted to this contest that Palo Alto runs every year, and she received $25,000. That was a nice little gift, wasn't it?
Oh man, it was wonderful.
By the way, Palo Alto, they're the folks who do Palo Alto, the business plan pro, by the way, the software. Okay, now the thing that's happening is you wanted to have some fun. You love the lingerie business. You think you're going to love the lingerie business. What's going to happen is it's good that you're going at it like this, Terry, because there'll be days when the business will let you down. But as long as you're still passionate about what you do, meaning the lingerie industry, you can take care of that then. I mean, you can deal with those days.
And that's what I'm already finding, because just in trying to get the business open, there are definitely days that I've had where more things have gone wrong than have gone right.
Right.
And
how did you deal with those things?
Because at the end of that day, I could still say, I'm really having a blast doing this.
What about your mistakes? Have you been able to say, okay, my mistakes are actually successfully identifying what doesn't work?
Yes. And fortunately, I have not had too many mistakes, but there have been some stumbling blocks. And what has been extremely fortunate for me is that I have had some wonderful mentors in this process, and it has been shortening my learning curve and helping me eliminate a lot of mistakes that I would have made, I feel, if I had gone about it totally on my own.
Did you find those mentors, or did they find you?
No, I found them.
And how did you go about getting them to be your mentor?
Telling them what I wanted to do and making a connection and
asking questions.
Pardon?
Asking questions.
Oh, yes. I ask lots and lots of questions, and I'm a very good listener. And I have found that when I find somebody that I know knows what they're talking about, I mean, basically, I just sit there and take notes, and I do everything they tell me, and so far it's worked.
Now, tell me how...
I wouldn't say that blindly, but,
right.
You know, for the most part, they've done it before, and I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And
how important was having this business plan as you approach the opening of your business and as you run into these things that you didn't anticipate, how much did the business plan prepare you to deal with those things?
It prepared me because it makes me look at all different aspects of it and know that I have to be watching all different aspects of it. Otherwise, I think it would have just been haphazard and there would have been things that I overlooked.
Right. What about the financial projections that you created? Have you found that they've served you well?
Yes, and it's constantly changing, but the way that it was set up in Palo Alto and that allowed me to go in there and do it systematically, that was a huge help. And so far it's worked out. I haven't run out of money before I started, which is good.
Now, did I understand that you also have applied for an SBA loan?
Yes.
Have you gotten it yet?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right.
And that process went very smoothly. And again, I feel that having that plan and being able to go to a banker and them seeing that I had a professional plan, it had numbers in there that made sense, I would have had no idea how to put together
those
numbers.
So without the plan, in fact, I'm almost sure you wouldn't have gotten the SBA loan.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
Because they have to have that documentation. Okay, we got to wrap it up, Terry. But here's the deal. In about 3 months, we're going to get Terry back on to see how the business is going. And about 6 months, we're going to have her back on to see how things are going. If you're in Kansas City, her store is in the Hawthorne Plaza in Overton Park, Kansas.
And Overland Park.
Overland Park, okay.
Overland Park, uh-huh.
Yeah, all right, and the website is ClaireDeLuneKC.com. Terry, congratulations, good luck, and we look forward to visiting you with you next time.
Thank you so much.
Terry Levine, ladies and gentlemen, Claire de Lune Lingerie. Quick break, right back with Gene Greisman. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.